going to continue in chapter 32, and we're going to do subsection 26, Si'if Chavav. Earlier, we studied about the letter Mem, and also about the Resh and the Dalet. Look in your Siddur. As far as the Mem went, we'll just discuss the Mem for a minute. As far as the Mem went, look at the shape, the way the Mem you have here. The Mem is on the third line, on the second letter to the left. From the right, it's the second letter, is the Mem. You see the Mem? So the Mem has two parts to it. It has the right-hand side, the part, it's almost like a Chaf. And then it has the left side, which is like a Zion over here. If you look over here, so you see? You're looking at the Mem? So it has a Chaf, and then it has a... The way it's written in two strokes. First you write the Mem, and then you write the Zion, then you write the left side. Now, what happens, what we were discussing is, there's supposed to be at the end of the leg, on the left leg, there's supposed to be a space between there and the bottom, on the floor, right? We were discussing that what happens if it's closed, if the ink, let's say, from the Zion went and touches the other one, it's closed. So if that's not a Mem, that's not a valid Mem. So he said that you cannot just scrape away that closure to open it up again, because that would be creating the letter by scraping away and not by writing. That's called chok toiches. That would mean that you're scraping away and that's how you're creating a letter. Letters have to be written. And therefore he told you that you need to remove the entire left-hand side, that entire Zion, you got to remove that totally and rewrite it and keep it open now. But you don't have to erase the whole world. The right side, the Chaf part of it, that right side of it, that's okay. That you can leave because there is nothing wrong with that. It only was wrong when you wrote the second part, the second stroke. So in this case, the second stroke made the letter, ruined the letter. So just taking away that whole stroke, take away that Zion, then you would be okay. Now you're fine because you're writing that part, that section of the letter, you're rewriting it, and that will be fine. So today we're going to learn that it's only fine the parts that were written before there was a problem with the letter. But the parts that are written after the parts of the letter, then you would have to take them away, even though they are not part of the same stroke. Let's take a look at the very first letter of the Aleph base, the Aleph. The Aleph is made up of three strokes. The way the Aleph is done, you have a Yud on the top, and you have a line in the middle, okay, like a seesaw. And then you have a Yud like on the bottom. And there's a lot of significance to it, actually, meaning of an Aleph, explained by the Rebbes, explained in other places, that you have a Yud on the top, and a Yid in the bottom, the Torah in the mitzvahs, or Hashem on the top, a Jew on the bottom, and the line in the middle is the Torah that connects the Jew with Hashem. And various different other interesting meanings of this shape of the letter. But now we're talking about halachically, the way this letter has to be. The top letter is a Yud, is like a Yud. Now if you notice, the Yud is over here, there's in the printed one, they have like a line going from a little bit of the middle. But in the Torah, the actual Yud is a little tilted so that the tip, the bottom tip of the Yud touches the actual roof of the letter. So you have at the end, there's like a little, the same little piece that goes here to the middle in the printed version, but over there they would have it touching the actual end of the letter.
Also, so you don't have that little leg that's connecting.
Right? There is a connection.
But it's from the yud itself.
That's right. But, now this is very important. You're saying the yud itself. the shape of the yud in the written, the Torah writing, the shape of the yud has like two tagim, two little pieces coming out, which are called tagim. One on the right side of the yud, the bottom, which connects to the letter, but there's also a little smichik, we'll see, there's a little tag on the left side. You're laughing at the word smichik. Yeah. That, and that's on the left side of the bottom of the yud. Okay, so let's learn inside now, because we're going to see that the halacha, what halacha is over there. So even though we learned in the previous seif, in the previous subsection, in section 26, that you must rewrite the entire, only the part which was ruined, the second stroke. So like by the mem, we said that the left side of the mem is sufficient, just rewriting that side. You don't have to rewrite also the right side of the mem, because when you wrote that part, it was okay. That wasn't a problem yet. The problem only became when you did the second, the left-hand side. So that's why you got to rewrite the second side. But nevertheless, kol mashekosa be'oise ois, anything that you write in that same letter, achar shenase ba'apisel, after the disqualification has been made in that letter. So if you continue to write a letter after that letter is no good, as opposed to the mem, the first part of the mem was good. It was no problem. It only became disqualified when you connected the left-hand side and you closed the mem. That's when it became no good. But when you were started writing, it was okay. So that's why you don't have to rewrite the right side. But anything that was written after the disqualification of the letter, tzarich likroir ulekoyis v'mechadosh, then you need to scrape it down and rewrite it anew. You have to go ahead and rewrite anything that was written after the letter was no good.
But you're not talking about additional letters.
No, okay. Not additional letters. Additional letters that would only be a problem by a tefillin, which it has to be in order, as we're going to read, and not by Sefer Torah. That's a separate issue. But we're talking about within that same letter, and I guess the way we're discussing is here, is how many strokes it's made. So what he's saying to you, like the mem is done through two strokes. So he says, if stroke number one was done properly, so if stroke number two is a problem, you can just erase stroke number two, and you don't have to worry about stroke number one, you can leave it intact, because stroke number one was okay. By the Aleph, for example, he's trying to tell you over here, that if stroke number one, let's say, was okay, stroke number two was no good, and then you did stroke number three is no good either. The stroke number three is good, but it's written after stroke number two was no good already, then it'll be no good. So, afop shelo nichta b'ksiva achas im apsul, even though that stroke has not been written with the same stroke as the pasul, as the one that's disqualified. So it gives you an example. Kigoin, for example, yud ha'el yoyna shel ha'alef. If the upper yud of the letter aleph, that's the first letter, the upper yud, shehinagas betag shetachteho, she touches the that mark, that tag that's under her yoyser memashe tzorich liyes nagas. She touches with the tag underneath her more than she needs to be touching. What does it mean? That yud, which is on top of the roof of the aleph, is touching more. What does it mean more? He explains. She ain't tzorich liyis nagas elo ba'oiktsa hayimoni. She should only be touching with that right hand corner. I mean, it's not in our sitter. In our sitter over here, where you're looking at, you're looking, it's in the middle. But technically, it should be a little oikets, a little coming out, a little point coming out from the edge of the right side on the bottom of that yud that's on top. That should be connecting. That's the only part that should be connecting. Veloy ba'atzmo. But not the actually body of the yud should not be touching the roof. Only that oikets, only that point that comes out, that point should be touching, but not the actual yud. Kimoshi is bar b'siman lamed vav, as will be explained later on in section 36. But he made a mistake. What did he do? V'hu kosav hagag samuch me'oid. But he went and he wrote the roof very close to that yud, because first comes the yud, then he makes the roof close to the yud. He raised it close. Achinagei ba'atzmashal yud. So now it's touching the actual yud itself. So now the yud is connected to the roof. Without not only the point of the yud, the right point, but the point itself. So now, tzorich ligroir. Now, but he has already written the bottom yud as well. So now, in this case, so the aleph is written with three strokes. First the top yud, then you make the roof, and then you make the bottom yud. So he has made the top roof, the top letter. He wrote the roof too close to the top one. So now it touches the actual yud, not just by the point. And then he wrote the bottom one. So now, when he wants to fix it, tzorich ligre kol agag vayud shetachteo v'lekos v'chodesh. Now he needs to scrape off the entire roof and the bottom yud. So you need both of them to be removed and to rewrite it from there. Yeah?
So that's that is the reason. Because if it's within the same letter, the part that is after the mistake must come off.
Must also go. Exactly. That's the rule. This is the demonstration, the example of that rule. What would be in another case? There's a very similar but a little bit different case. What happens that the, like I said before, the yud, the top one, has a corner, has a point on the right, but it also has a point on the left side. What is the halacha if the roof touches the left side? In other words, not the body of the yud, but the point, but the left point. It's only supposed to be touching by the right point. But in this case, it's touching by the left point, but not the not the body of the yud itself. So he's saying, he wrote it close, but he didn't touch the actual body, but he just has the left point of the yud, the top yud, also touching it, but not the body of the yud is touching it. So then it's kosher. Then it's kosher. Why? Because because even that point that comes at the edge of the left side of the bottom yud, of the yud, which is on top of the aleph, isn't a necessary component. It wouldn't disqualify the letter. It's there. They write it like that. But it's not something that would disqualify the letter. So therefore, it doesn't disqualify it by its touching it. Now, this is what we're learning. So what we're learning is that if the top one body was touching the letter, if the top yud was touching the roof, then the bottom one would be possible as well. But what happens if the bottom yud body is touching the roof? I believe if the lower yud is touching in its body to the gag, ain't tzorich ligrer hagag. Over there, you don't have to even erase the roof anymore. Why? Because while you wrote it, it was kosher. The only problem becomes when that yud, So then, all what you got to do, Eloyuda Tachtonim Bilvad, Shenasi Bepisel. You're only the lower Yud, which was done in a disqualified way. Now he says, V'hu Adin Beregel Hatov. I'm not understanding exactly. He says the same thing is true with the leg of the Tov. See, the Tov is the last letter in the alphabet, on the bottom, right? On the left-hand side. You have a Tav and a Saf over there in our printed version. In the Torah, there's no dots. There's only one letter. There's a letter Tav. So he says the same thing would be true with the leg of the Tav, that I'm thinking that if that Yud, you see the Yud on the left-hand side? If it's supposed to be touching the top, if you look over there, it's supposed to be touching the top only by its point. The way they write the top is you make a rage, right? And then you make the rage, then you write a yud on the bottom. Similar to the yud of the aleph, you write a yud on the bottom. So he's saying that if the bottom, the leg of the top, it's not just that the pointer is touching the letter, but the actual body of that yud will be touching the tav, then you don't really have, you don't have to rewrite the whole tav, because the first part was done properly. All what you have to do is rewrite the leg, that left leg. That's all you have to, like, just like by the aleph, you have to rewrite just the aleph. That's if the bottom one. That's what he means. Vu adin beregel hatav.
Made the same way.
Yeah, it's basically, if you take a look, yeah. See, when we're going to learn in chapter 36, again, these are halachas also that I have not really studied before, and usually they would allow, they would say, leave this for the scribes to study, because they have to write it. But I find it very important to know and to understand some of the letters and the way they're supposed to. Certainly a rabbi needs to know all halachas, but especially it's important for everybody. It's a part of Torah, part of the Shulchan Aruch, and I think it's very interesting to see, but the actual shapes of the letters we're going to be studying in chapter 36. Over there he's going to make define all the letters. Here he's talking more about disqualifications if things go wrong. And over there, we'll see a little bit more. All right.